Good morning. Today is May the 12th, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, this morning, open with me in the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 5. We'd like to share a few verses with you this morning. Beginning in verse number 1, the text reads, "Guard your steps as you go to the house of God, and draw near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know they are doing evil. Do not be hasty in word or impulsive in thought to bring up a matter in the presence of God, for God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore let your words be few, for the dream comes through much effort, and the voice of a fool through many words. When you make a vow to God, do not be late in paying it, for he takes no delight in fools. Pay what you vow. It is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay. Do not let your speech cause you to sin, and do not say in the presence of the messenger of God that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry on account of your voice and destroy the work of your hands? For in many dreams and in many words there is emptiness. Rather fear God." And in verse 8, "If you see oppression of the poor and denial of justice and righteousness in the province, do not be shocked at the sight. For one official watches over another official, and there are higher officials over them. After all, a king who cultivates the field is an advantage to the land." May God this morning bless the reading of His Word. Beloved, this morning as we read through these powerful texts, David's own son Solomon, as he shares with us in chapter number 5 of Ecclesiastes, "Guard your steps as you go to the house of God, and draw near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know they are doing evil." You know, God's Word tells us here that we need to keep our eyes and our heart attentive to the words of God when we go to the house of God, and we are under the teaching and the preaching of God's Word. May God's Holy Spirit, beloved, today speak to our hearts and not the thoughts and the ideas that we may have in our own self. You know, so many times the greatest problems that we deal with come from poor decisions. I know so many times we may open our mouths and say things and speak things to others, or maybe even make comments about what we've heard or what we plan to do. Truly what we've said is the things that we're not sure of, that we don't have accountability within. That's what this word, verse 1, teaches us. For it says, "Guard your steps as you go to the house of God, and draw near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifices of fools." And it says in verse number 2, a confirmation of this and some understanding. It says, "Do not be hasty in word or impulsive in thought to bring up a matter in the presence of God." So many times I know I hear from ones through this ministry that may write us that indicate, "Billy, I have asked for years and years and years for God to answer a particular prayer or burden that I've been praying for. And yet it seems like, Billy, it's empty. It sometimes seems like it's like carrying a pail of water with a hole in the bottom of the bucket. It seems that my prayers just run through the bottom. It seems like my prayers many times never even reach through the roof," I've heard many say. Beloved, I want you to know today that we need to be sure as we pray and as we seek God that our will, our spirit, and God's spirit line up so that His will is our will and our will is God's will in all matters and all areas of our lives. For you see, if we pray in vain, if we pray for the things that do not bring forth godly understanding, if we pray for the things, beloved, that do not bring forth glory and praise and honor in all things to our Heavenly Father, our Lord God in heaven, then I want you to know today that truly our prayers are in vain. We need to be praying and we need to be seeking each day for God's fullness and God's will, for God's grace and God's glory to be in everything that we do. It says in verse number 3, "For the dream comes through much effort and the voice of a fool through many words." So easy is it for each of us to say so many things to others and to speak of how others may live their lives, whether it be in the house of God, whether it be at workplaces, whether it be in our families, whether it be around the supper table, no matter where it is. So many times we open our mouths, I believe, and show how foolish we are in the words that we declare. And we need to be steadfast in how we speak and how we ask and we seek the Word of God and the will of God for the things and needs that we have in our life today. You see, it says in verse number 5, "It is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay." So many times people have asked God and have sought God to help me through a situation, a very deep, deep valley maybe we were walking in, maybe a valley of health, maybe a valley of finances, maybe a valley of needs for someone else that we've been praying about and seeking the Lord God to help us through. And we ask God, Lord, if you will, allow and work its way through, Father, this matter in my life today, Lord. Lord, I promise you I'll do all these things, Lord, and I'll promise you, Lord, I'll be in church on Sunday, and Lord, I'll promise you, God, that I'll be faithful to you, Father, in all things that I do. How many of us have prayed that prayer? How many of us have sought God and made that understanding given to God that, Father, if you'll do this, Father, I'll surely do that. And beloved, I want you to know today that the Word of God gives us warning of that. It teaches and tells us, do not let your speech cause you to sin, and do not say in the presence of the messenger of God, which he's speaking of the Holy Spirit, that it was a mistake. Do not recount what you've asked God for, and do not recount what you pray and seek God for. For it says, why should God be angry on account of your voice and destroy the work of your hands? All the things in your life, beloved, in mind that we've done to lift up and to glorify and praise the name of God, God gives a stern warning here that we should be sure that we understand that what we've done could be destroyed. The work of our hands, the work of God's will in our life could be clearly destroyed, beloved, if we don't trust, if we don't reverently fear God in all areas of our life. For you see, it says in verse number 7, for in many dreams and many words there is emptiness. Rather fear God, the word warns us. And in verse 8, it says, if you see oppression in the poor and denial of justice and righteousness in the providence, do not be shocked at the sight, for one official watches over another official, and there are higher officials over them. And in verse 9, after all, a king who cultivates the field is an advantage to the land. Beloved, each and every day we need to be sure that what we seek God for, we need to be sure what we pray for, what we ask God for, what we have the desire and the need and the burden of in our heart is truly the things that would lift up, truly the things that would glorify, truly the things, beloved, that would praise God on high and lift His precious name in all matters, in all areas, in all understanding of our lives this day. Have we sought God through a reverent fear? Have we sought the Lord God to work in our lives? Because it would be God's will, not our own will, for the needs to be answered. Those are some questions that God has posed to me this morning. I would ask this morning that you would just draw up close to the Lord with me now in prayer. Let's just seek the Lord God for His understanding. Let's seek Him for His answers and His truth. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we're truly thankful, Father, with humbled hearts of this text and these words today, God, as you speak unto us. Father, may we today have that reverent fear, God, that we need to maintain within our hearts, God, as we come before you. God, may you just speak to us. God, may you purge us. God, may you cleanse our spirit, God, so that our spirit and your spirit, Father, are one in spirit. Father, I pray for each and every listener today, God, that you would bless them. I pray you would lift them. I pray you would encourage them. And Father, I pray together, God, may we grow in you, Father. Father, may your words in this precious book that we hold in our hands, God, may it be manifest down deep in the morsels of our soul, God, so that we may know the truth, so we may have the truth, and so the truth surely today, Father, as your word says, may set us free. God, we pray for those today in the hospitals. We pray for those in the nursing homes today. Father, we pray for the very service that we'll prepare to speak and preach tonight to the rest home people. We would ask you, God, to go ahead of us. We'd ask you to put your hands on the word, Father, your word. We'd ask you, Father, to allow your word to go forth and never return void, God, but will return forth, Father, with the purpose, the will, and desire, God, that you deemed it to be, so that we may come before you in your spirit and your truth in all matters of our lives. For today we come and we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.